Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. All in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
Hi, good evening. Welcome aboard across the country and around the world. This is Calling All Sports here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Marty Terrell along the way as we take you through the night into the overnight as well with Sports Overnight of America with the greatest producer in the world, man. I love this guy, Dominic Jimenez, in our San Francisco studios. Coming up, Michael Rappaport. He'll be at 40 past the hour across the country and around the world. Actor, comedian, he was on Boston Public. Friends. He's had, his credits are unbelievable. I think he's had like 60 combined movies and television shows. It's unbelievable. In fact, it might even be more than that. Anyways, Michael Rappaport, and Dom had him on this morning, he told me. Jimenez had him on this morning, and we're both fired up about this. So, Michael Rappaport, too. We got Thursday night football as we take you into the night with scores, interviews, and highlights. Niners trying to deliver a knockout blow to the Seattle Seahawks in the NFC West. No Deebo Samuel, 4 to 6 weeks, high ankle sprain. Purdy's going to give it a go. The Iowa State, former Iowa State quarterback with the oblique, he's going to give it a go. Otherwise, it's Josh Johnson, and he'd be the fourth quarterback that the Niners use this year. But looks like Purdy gives it a go. And the defense for the Niners is banged up as well. So we'll see how that goes. Seattle's lost 3 out of 4. They're going the wrong way. And that kicks off week 15 of the NFL on Amazon Prime. It's the Amazon Prime game of the week. And Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit have to be fired up. They got a decent game to broadcast. Boy, Michaels has been a crybaby too. He's just whining. He's pissed off at the public address announcer at Allegiant Stadium in Vegas. The Raiders PA guy's a kook. He thinks he's at an NBA game or college basketball game. But you're going to see Al Michaels. This is something. If you got Amazon Prime and you watch the game tonight, Al Michaels is going to bring it at a high level. He's a pro. I'm not killing the guy, but he's been whining in the press just about the sad sack menu of games that he and Herbstreit have drawn with Thursday night. Hey, listen, you go from Sunday night NBC with Collingsworth, you're going to get, they flex into Sunday, Al. They don't flex into Thursday night. So there's a reason why you've got some of the dog games. Hey, there's been years where ESPN has had Monday Night Football and they had like 10 dog games in a row. So, you got to be a pro. You got to do your job. Hey, I want to give a shout out to, we're going to look to add voices and we're going to look to add talent to Calling All Sports. And I think I might have found a gem, a Brenda Holt in Des Moines, Iowa. So we'll keep you posted on that. We're looking for Sports Gal here on Calling All Sports.
Tis the season for big savings on HP Tech at Staples. This week, save $100 on an HP Smart Tank 7301 refillable printer. The HP Smart Tank makes printing worry-free with up to 2 years of HP original ink included. From black and white docs to color prints, this wireless printer allows ultimate flexibility for busy families. And now save even more when you bundle an HP printer, PC, and monitor. The latest tech solutions are at Staples, the working and learning store. Offer good in-store and online. Ends 12/17.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Dancing crew, trip for two, nail the final interview, game with Doug, brand new mug. Come here, kid, give me a hug. The more you want to do, the more we want to do. New COVID-19 boosters designed for recent Omicron variants are now available. Learn about eligibility and schedule a free updated booster today at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline Broadcast into Sports Overnight America, across country and around the world. I'm Artie Terrell. Thanks for tuning in. And a special shout out to Randy Byrne and Vanguard Utility Partners. Again, we're saluting all the high school, a lot of high school athletes and academics in the 7-state footprint. We're going to focus on Minnesota today. Of course, we did Minnetonka the other day, so we're going to do Minnesota. And we'll do that in our final 2-minute drill before the top of the hour, so we look forward to that. 800-878-7529. 1-800-878-PLAY. Again, 1-800-878-7529. I was talking about the Brenda Holt, this gal who is from Des Moines. And, you know, there's so many people now getting into podcasting and getting into broadcasting. And, so at Calling All Sports, we're always looking for fine young talent. And so, we'll see. We're going to spread our wings and spread our tentacles out there and entertain talented people. And if they've got passion and energy, they could be become part of the Calling All Sports family. So as we build it out, 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. You know, I do want to spend a little time, and portions of the show will be aired while the game is ongoing. But I'm just fascinated tonight to see what Pete Carroll in Seattle can come up with. I mean, if you can't beat the Niners tonight, Seattle, you don't belong in the playoffs. And Seattle needs this game. And there is a sense of urgency factor in a lot of games this weekend. I'm going to focus in on like 3 or 4 in this opening segment. And again, if you're just tuning in, we moved the time on Michael Rappaport. We'll get him at 40 past the hour. So if you're a lot of people hit me up on social media looking for the repartee with Michael Rappaport. That's coming up at 40 past the hour. So anyways, sense of urgency. I mean, Seattle, look, 9-4, 7-6. You know, simple math tells you the Seahawks are 2 games out. They need the game. But they've lost 3 of 4. And, you know, listen, Geno Smith's been a good story this year. You know, I mean, look what's happened to Russell Wilson since he defected Seattle, went to Denver. I mean, Russell Wilson might be toast. By the time Denver turns it around, he's going to be 35, 36 years old, long in the tooth by NFL standards. And he of declining skills, Russell Wilson, you know, it goes to show you, further accentuates the fact you are what you are, and you are what your supporting cast makes you. I as great as Brady is, as great as Montana was, any great player. Ask Larry Bird. As much as he was a great individual talent, look at those great Celtic teams and the supporting cast he had. Look at all the Super Bowls, you know, 49ers. Look at the Green Bay run, even though they didn't get as many as they should have. It's supporting cast. Look what Aaron Rodgers without Devontae Adams. I mean, you are what you are, but you're also what your supporting cast is. And Russell Wilson's finding that out in Denver. I mean, that's just a god-awful team right now. And he looks like a god-awful quarterback. But back to the sense of urgency. That's in play tonight with Seattle and San Francisco. I'm interested to see how the Niners just are resilient. John Lynch has done as good a job as any general manager that I can think of in the last 25 years. Now, listen, you gotta win a Super Bowl. And the Niners, I think, are live. I do. A lot of people think, look, Buffalo is going to be dominant. You know, Philadelphia is the real deal. They had the one stumble against the Washington Commanders. But I'm here to tell you, the team that I think is most dangerous in the NFC to derail Philadelphia from the express lane that they are on to go to the Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona at State Farm Stadium, that's the San Francisco 49ers. Now, they need, Deebo Samuel is a must. Now, they're hoping it's 4 weeks and he's ready to go with the first round of the playoffs. It could, if it goes 6 weeks, you know, we're talking about NFC championship game. And we all know about high ankle sprains. They're very difficult to come back from. The quarterbacking situation is fascinating. I mean, when Garoppolo went down, raise your hand. Let's see a show of hand. How many people absolutely, oh, yeah, we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine with Brock Purdy, okay? Yeah, Trey Lance out already. And then Garoppolo and then Purdy, you know, does what he's doing. And a great column today in the San Francisco Chronicle, Scott Osler, saying, you know, slow down on the Purdy Express here. Calm down. This could be a little bit of a comeuppance. Seriously, this could be a little bit of a comeuppance tonight for Seattle, and the Purdy bubble could burst. The Purdy bubble could burst. And if they do, it's no big deal because they're still going to have a one-game lead in that division, and, you know, they're not going to panic. But we'll see. It's going to be very interesting. And here's the thing with the 49ers tonight. Their defense is banged up. But I'll tell you right now, I think the Niners are going to find a way to win this game tonight. I don't know why I feel that. I just feel like the Niners are going to find a way. I think it'll probably come down to a field goal. I do. I think it probably comes down to a field goal. And if so, you know, they got one of the best kickers in the game, and the Niners will get out of Seattle with a victory. It's going to be a fascinating spot tonight. Seattle needs it. Look, like we said, they've lost three out of their last four. They have to have this game tonight. If this one gets away from Seattle, they're in huge trouble. All right, so let's, of course, then we got the Saturday triple header, and we've got sense of urgency here too. You've got sense of urgency with Baltimore. Baltimore wants to, they're going into Cleveland. They may be going with Anthony Brown at quarterback, for crying out loud. That's how banged up Baltimore is right now. So you got a sense of urgency right now. Without a doubt, you've got a sense of urgency with the Baltimore Ravens. They probably go with undrafted rookie Anthony Brown. You've got, you know, the quarterbacking situation, and there's several of these throughout the league. A messy situation there. So Baltimore goes into Cleveland. That's the 3:30 Central. So I should you know what, I got to start quoting Eastern time. So you got the 1 o'clock game on Saturday is Indy at Minnesota. Indy season's over. Minnesota is going to win their division, so they're in fine stead. But the other one too is Miami at Buffalo. First of all, 8:15 Eastern start Saturday night in Buffalo. Another storm blowing through there, so they'll be digging out from the storm. A chilly night, a Saturday night, just a real salty, very, very rough and tumble atmosphere. And with Miami, look, they've lost two straight. They got whacked in San Francisco. They look like they're taking on water. The Dolphins, they just look like they're running out of steam here. So there is a great sense of urgency Saturday night late game. So already you've got four games between tonight and then the triple header on Saturday, and three out of the four, you got to put sense of urgency is in play without a question. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see how these teams that are really up against it respond, because if they don't, it's going to get, you know, like I said, the last 3 weeks we told you, or the last month of the season, we told you it's going to be chaos. Chaos is going to reign in the NFL. All right, let's jump ahead till Sunday and see where we can put the sense of urgency. All right, we did the triple header on Saturday. Sunday, I'll run through them in descending order. Atlanta, New Orleans, you know, look, Tampa's going to win the NFC South. It's god-awful. You can pretty much bank it. It's going to be Dallas and Tampa in the first round. Eagles, Bears. Look, for the Eagles right now, stay healthy. You do have Dallas kind of breathing a little fire down their neck, but you've got you don't have a sense of urgency. With Philadelphia, their situation right now is all hands on deck to stay healthy. That's their mantra the rest of the way. All right, so you got that situation. Let's go back to then you got Dallas and Jacksonville. Now, that's a tricky spot here. Dallas, again, you want to stay healthy. Jacksonville's playing good football right now. You know who's got the hottest hand and hasn't thrown a pick for, like, let's see, within over a month and a half, like six games, Trevor Lawrence has not thrown a pick. Then you got Lions, Jets, all hands on deck. Steelers want to stay alive. They go to Carolina. And then you got the Patriots and the Raiders, Titans, Chargers, Bengals, Buccaneers, Giants, and Commanders. What a menu on this weekend. Chaos as week 15 of the National Football League gets underway. We'll come back, more NFL talk. We got Michael Rappaport coming up, actor, comedian, hilarious guy. He's coming up at 40 past the hour. I'm Marty Terrell. It's Calling All Sports, presented by Vanguard Utility Partners on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, SiriusXM.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least six on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Here on Sports Byline Broadcast, it's Calling All Sports. I'm Marty Terrell. If you want to chime in, we got a small window for calls. My buddy, a lot of people in Iowa, man, they're all pumped up. All pumped up for the Hawkeye hoop team. Slow down. You know, they lost the Wisconsin game, which just was an irritant on Sunday. Yeah, because I begged out of that godforsaken Kansas City-Denver game, and then Denver kind of tidied it up. But Iowa's down 8 points with a minute to go, come back, then they go into overtime. You know what happens, though, when you expend all that energy to get back into a game? You come out flat. And they really didn't come out flat in the OT. Wisconsin just made more shots is what happened. All right, I want to go back before we got so rudely interrupted by an all-important commercial break. You know, we got to. Oh, by the way, the Monday night game is the Rams-Packers. Now, you know what? It's funny. I look at that game, December 19th. I distinctly recall when the NFL schedule came out. I said, "Oh man, look at that!" You know, 8 days. 6 days before Christmas, a Monday night game in Lambeau, the defending world champion LA Rams and Green Bay Packers. And if I told you, or someone told you, that combined they wouldn't even have double-digit victories. Or, yeah, 9 victories and 17 losses combined between the Rams and Packers on Monday. I mean, that game is, you know what? The Utah Jazz and the Cleveland Cavaliers are playing that night, and the Raptors are playing the 76ers, and the Bucks are playing the upstart New Orleans Pelicans, and then you got the Lakers and Suns, Mavericks and T-Wolves. The NBA menu Monday is better than the Rams-Packers. I mean, that's just you watch it because it's football, but that's about it. All right, so before we went to the commercial break, and again, oh, you can chime in at 800-878-7529. You know, I was saying my friend Billy Kirby, he's an Iowa guy too. He's all pumped up about the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are legit, but I want to see the Cowboys do it in a tight spot here. I want to see them do it in a playoff game. So, and if they play the Buccaneers, and they got the Buccaneers on the road, don't forget, they're going to have to play Tampa in Tampa. Say what you want about Brady. If he can get that, you know, they did, you know what? The Buccaneers just have to get to the finish line. They're going to win that division. And then they can draw off Brady's experience. And if you get the guys healthy, don't forget that offensive line's been dinged up the whole year. Tampa's going to fly under the radar screen. Everyone's going to look at that game. Dallas would probably be like a 3-point road favorite in that game. And I would say that would be a toss-up game. So that'll be very interesting to watch. All right, so we told you about – I mean, think about this. As much as that Rams-Packer game Monday is a dog, how big – and did you ever think you'd see a Detroit Lions-New York Jets game, 1 o'clock east on Sunday at MetLife in the Meadowlands of New Jersey, might be the best game of the entire NFL slate this weekend when it's all said and done? When you're putting your head on your pillow Sunday night, and that Sunday night game between the Giants and Commanders goes final, and by the way, they'll have that game is in Washington, of course, not going to have two home games, two New York teams playing at home. But I think the Lions-Jets may in fact be the best game of the week. And I am absolutely – if I could only watch one NFL game in Week 15, it would be the Lions and Jets. Absolutely without a – you can tell me all you want about the Patriots and Raiders. You could try to sell me on, you know, Burrow and Brady, and Brady's going to pass the baton to Burrow as the – you know, the quarterback in the face of the National Football League. You can tell me about the slugfest in the NFC East with the Giants and the Commanders at FedEx, you know, in Laurel, Maryland. I'm not buying it, folks. What I am buying is the Jets and the Lions is going to be phenomenal. Now, that might be the kiss of death. I do this a lot. And I get all jacked up for these games. And lo and behold, I put the hex on them. But I think we got a really good chance. I'm really seeing a good game. And if the Lions win this one, folks, they're alive and well. They would go to 7-7. The Jets would fall to 7-7 over in the AFC East. But then what you got to look at with the Lions is you've got to look at their last three. They've got Carolina. They've got two also-rans with Green Bay and Chicago, two divisional games. When we had 5 weeks to go, we said the Lions would have to go 4-1. And I said, yeah, I can't go there. They got one down. If they get this is the one I think is problematic. I think this is the tricky one because it's on the road. You know, weather could be a factor. You got a dome team, and granted, they're Detroit. And I think weather oftentimes gets, you know, dome teams going on the road. How many times have we seen Miami and some of the Florida teams come north of the Mason-Dixon line and we say, oh, they have no chance to win, and then they win. Not only win, but they win in convincing fashion. I don't have the actual stats. There was a stat out there at one time, and there was a time where the teams from the Sun Belt and the Southern Hemisphere, when they came up north of the Mason-Dixon line, there was a stat at one time, you know, Miami, Tampa. Don't forget, that got skewed too because there were some real bad Tampa teams. I don't have the exact numbers, and I wouldn't waste my time looking it up. But what I would tell you is I think it gets overrated. So then you've got the Lions, they got Carolina, and then they got Green Bay and Chicago. If they get this one on Sunday, I could see the Lions end up winning. What have they won now? They were 1-6. This was a 1-6 team, so they've won 5 in a row. Can you imagine if the Detroit Lions put together a 10-game winning streak within the context of a season, which included a 1-6 start? You've got to be absolutely kidding me. But that's the reality of it. Now, that being said, here's where I will throw. I'll throw a cautionary little nugget in there. I'll throw a cautionary tale together here. It'll be just like the Lions to they get the job done last week. They beat Minnesota. Not only beat them, they pounded them. They pound the Vikings. Then they go to New York and they're the Meadowlands. They beat the Jets. You know, they take care of business against Carolina. And then they go back and duck into their own division against the Packers and Bears. And they lose one or both of those games. I could see that happening. It's just the way it goes. The one thing you can say about the National Football League is it's a not-for-long league, but also this league will throw curveballs at you. This, you know, the old cliche, any given Sunday, look out for this team, look out for this quarterback, look out for this coach. It's a cliche, but, man, it's a cliche for a reason because there's more than a fiber of truth to it. And the National Football League, man, I'm telling you, the minute you think you got the NFL figured out, think again. It's a league which will just – it's just the way it is. It's football. It's not like basketball. It's not even like baseball. In baseball, they tell you, watch the streaks. Teams can go on streaks in baseball like no other sport. It's just the way it is. And to some extent, hockey and basketball falling. NFL is different. You know, the curtain falls on one stadium – I mean, on one game at that stadium, and then you hit the road, and then, you know, you're nursing injuries. You know, it's really difficult. That's why the Lions in this winning streak is so damn impressive. And all the feature stories on Coach Campbell. I mean, this guy was living in a trailer park. I mean, this guy grew up on a ranch down in Texas where he was being recruited by the University of Texas. And the coach comes in to recruit him and he says, you know, hey, look, I've never seen black deer before. They weren't deer. They were donkeys. And so when R.C. Slocum, the Texas A&M coach, went down to the farm and went up to Dan Campbell's old man and said, hey, man, those donkeys are something else. Instant credibility because he knew they were donkeys and not deer. Or they were black deer, something like that. I forgot the story. I read it this week. It was a crazy story. My point is Dan Campbell is a blue-collar guy. He is a bucket of, you know, he straps on the belt with the saw, with the hammer, with the angle iron, and he puts on his cap backwards and he goes to work and he rolls up his sleeves. He's not a white collar guy. He's a blue collar, hardworking guy. And I'm telling you, the NFL, the Detroit Lions roster is responding to Dan Campbell. And I'm going to be honest with you. I've said it before. I thought he was a bad fit. I thought he was a D's and Dems and Doe's guys. And I said, you know what, this guy, he can't coach today's players. He's a throwback guy. I mean, he's not that old, but I just said, nah, he's not going to resonate. Couldn't have been more wrong. Could not have been more wrong. He's just been a phenomenal hire. And how can you not root for Detroit right now? And we're going to effort. If they get it done this week, I can tell you, we're going to sound like a Detroit all-sports station next week, because I've got some guys with the Pride of Detroit, the SB Nation site. We're going to queue up a few of those guys and get them in here to talk Lions football. But they got to do their part once again. They got to keep the mojo rolling in the affirmative, and they got to take care of the Jets this weekend. So we will look forward to that. All right, let's go to a couple of others real quick. I don't want to go all Detroit all the time here. Let's go to a couple. I mean, I guess we got to spend a little time out west with Vegas and New England. I don't have a feel for this game. I don't. I mean, the Patriots are inconsistent. The Raiders, you can't figure them out. They've got the best running back in the league in Jacobs. They can put up points. They can't stop anybody. The Raiders have been one of the biggest disappointments in the National Football League this year, so all of a sudden we're supposed to wave the wand and that Josh McDaniels is going to have a cathartic and epiphany. He's going to wake up and figure out the Patriots puzzle because he was there for so long. I don't know if I buy that. I don't know. This game is a coin flip to me. I think the Patriots obviously have the sense of urgency because the Raiders are done. But that's when teams, when the pressure's off, some teams respond. And that's the DNA of this Raider team. I think if this was a sense of urgency or a pressure cooker for the Raiders, they would most likely fold. Especially with McDaniels. He coaches tight. He's much better when he's not in the hot seat. When he's on the hot seat, he coaches tight. Players will tell you that. He's very, very uptight, very, very hyperkinetic. So I'm going to say the Patriots go on the road. They've spent a lot of time out there. They were in the desert. I don't think they came back to New England. So they're not going to be road weary. It's all hands on deck for New England. Slight edge, but I could see the Raiders being a real pain in the butt here. And this Patriot team, I can't figure them out. You know, Mac Jones, he's got a lot of talent, but he's got to work through some things. I think we're going to see the best version of him down the road. All right, we're going to come back on the other side. I'm pumped up for this too, as we went around the NFL in detail, getting ready for Week 15 to launch tonight with San Francisco and Seattle. But we're coming back. Michael Rappaport. I am Rappaport, the podcast.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508.
800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Teaching your parents how the internet works? Hard. Trusting the NetSpend All Access account to help you build a better financial future? Easy. Reinventing the mobile banking experience around YOU. Banking services provided by Pathward NA. NetSpend has been trusted by over 10 million and is rated great on Trustpilot. Go beyond banking with the NetSpend All Access account. Get started today at netspend.com. NetSpend has been rated great on Trustpilot as of November 2022. Deposit account is established by Pathward NA, member FDIC. Deposit account opening is subject to registration and ID verification. Terms and costs apply.
All right, welcome back. Calling All Sports. We're still efforting Michael Rappaport. Hopefully we'll get him in here. Man, this guy's working. He's doing a double dip on Friday. This is at Tommy T's Comedy Club in Pleasanton, California, in the East Bay near Oakland. Two on Friday, two on Saturday, and he throws a single game on Sunday. Holy smokes. So hopefully we'll get Michael in here. He's scheduled at 40 past the hour. So Dominic Jimenez, our crack producer, is efforting Mr. Rappaport. 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. On a Thursday into a Friday with Seattle and San Francisco tonight. Looking forward to that. That should be, I mean, as interesting a game, I think, in a division where it looked like the 49ers were going to run away and hide. Now, don't forget, this was going to be a division which was going to include the Rams. I mean, defending world champions. Who is going to write off the Rams coming off the Super Bowl win over the Cincinnati Bengals last year? No one. But, you know, something goofy happened on the way to the Forum. Stafford goes down even before that. It all started with, you know, just the Super Bowl hangover, which happens. I mean, you get a hangover. You win the Super Bowl, and how many times do teams – now, granted, you had the dynasties, the Pittsburghs, the New Englands, the San Franciscos, who strung together some incredible runs. I understand that. But by and large, you win a Super Bowl, man, oh, man. I mean, you win in February, and by the time April, May, and June roll around, you're like all of a sudden you're starting to look at training camp in July. You know, you start looking at, you know, the OTAs, and you're thinking, oh, here we go again. I mean, you don't have much of an off season. You don't have much of an off season, so that's the way it goes. All right, so we're still efforting. I'm in communication with folks out in San Francisco, waiting on Rappaport. So he's wrapping up something else, and he's going to join us hopefully in a few minutes. And when he does, we'll get him. If not, we'll move him to tomorrow. We look forward to it. Also, a couple of other things, too. We're going to be talking to the Butkus Award-winning linebacker from the University of Iowa, Jack Campbell. That's going to move to Monday. We originally were hinting that it might be Friday. We didn't get a commitment for sure because college athletes right now are in the middle of finals, wrapping up today. And then, you know, they're getting – a lot of these teams, I mean – they're getting ready for bowl games. And then you can say, well, yeah, everybody gets into a bowl game, which is true. I mean, there's like 44 bowl games. So we'll see. But looking forward to that because that the Jack Campbell kid from Iowa, it's a great story. It really is. Father played up in Spencer, Iowa. He played in Cedar Rapids, I believe. And just a quality, quality kid and a very, very deserving award winner. He won the Campbell Award. And I think that was something to do. I'd have to look it up. But the Butkus Award, we all know what it is, goes, you know, truly one of the, I think, one of the most prestigious awards in college football. What Dick Butkus meant to football, both as a collegiate player at the University of Illinois and as a professional football player with the Chicago Bears. We don't have to tell you the Butkus Award comes with a lot of prestige. And if you look at all the previous Butkus Award winners, there's some Roquan Smith, there's a whole bunch. Jack Campbell's in some pretty select company. So we look forward to that as well. All right, we're going to get to Tube Talk 2, top of the hour. We're going to salute the high school academics and the athletics and the two-minute drill, top of the hour. So we will venture to do that. But, you know, just going back to the NFL just for a couple of minutes, and you can chime in at 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. You know, I was talking about the Patriots and the Raiders. I mean, it's an interesting, you know, it's an interesting dilemma with the Patriots because, you know, Buffalo is head and shoulders better than them right now. They just are. I mean, they're better across the board. They can run the ball. They can throw the ball. They got a mobile quarterback. Mac Jones, you know, is well behind the developmental curve of a Josh Allen. Josh Allen is rightfully MVP material. There's no question about that. But the Patriots, a lot of people feel, you know, if they get in, they're you know, a maturation process, you know, even though they got blown out, I mean, just they were just wiped off the field by Buffalo in the postseason last year. If the Patriots, you know, get back in this year, they're going to have to do it on the road. I mean, they're not going to do it in the comfy confines of Gillette Stadium. It's not happening. I could see the Patriots winning a playoff game, though. I could. And, you know, the reason why you say that is because you know who? Belichick. And that's fair to say. All right, so let's get to, you know, the Titans have lost three in a row. I can't get too wound up about the Titans. Some people think that this is a team. Tannehill quarterback, you know, I don't know. I don't say they're going the wrong way at the wrong time of the year. They've got the Chargers in Los Angeles this weekend. If the Titans lose this game, I just don't see them being able. I don't think Vrabel can right their ship as quick as people think he can. I just don't. Then you got the Bengals and Buccaneers. Obviously, this is a big spot. I mean, they just got embarrassed out in the Bay Area. You know, Brady has really got to just tighten the ship. They're a home underdog against the Bengals and Burrow. I could see Cincinnati maybe taking this one up, you know, maybe not lightly because of who it is and where it's being played. But I could see Tampa being a little salty this game. This, you know, other than that, you know, the aforementioned Jets Lions game, I think Cincinnati Tampa looms large. And then that just sets up, you know, the 3 o'clock, the 3:25 window, the 3:05 and 3:25 window gives way to Giants Commanders, Washington and the Giants on Sunday night in the nation's capital. And just a huge spot. Giants are going the wrong way. It's interesting. The two New York teams, the Giants and Jets, have been in lockstep this year. But right now you've got the Giants at 7-5-1. You got Washington at 7-5-1. 2 weeks ago they played to a 20-20 tie. Ultimately, the tie could serve almost as a victory when you get down to comparing head-to-head with that seventh seed, the sixth seed, two of the wild cards in play, both of these teams in the mix. You couldn't ask for a better subplot, and it really is not even a subplot. It is the plot with the Giants in Washington on Sunday night, NBC Sunday night game of the week. I think it's going to be potentially a very entertaining game. They played, like we said, to the 2020 tie, 2020 standoff 2 weeks ago, and then the wheelwright back 2 weeks later down the road in Washington is going to be a great spot. Look, at Brian Daboll 3 weeks ago was the sitting, you know, NFL coach of the year, NFC coach of the year, you know, transforming New York football. Well, obviously across the way, Robert Saleh was, you know, being showered with the same accolades with the New York Jets. In lockstep, these teams ascended, and in lockstep, the Jets and Giants have descended. It's almost like a mirror image of one another. So New York football has been on a real topsy-turvy, kind of a bumpy, turbulent ride this year. And it'll be interesting to see who turns it around first. And both of them are in the deep end of the pool this week. Even though the Jets are home, they've got a hot Detroit team coming in, and Washington is dangerous. I mean, don't forget, Washington, they got a big skin on their mantle this year, and that's the lone loss by the Philadelphia Eagles was at Lincoln Financial in Philadelphia, beaten, I want to say, on a Sunday night. It was either the Sunday or Monday night. I think it was a Sunday night. It was Washington going into Philadelphia and beating the Eagles. And, you know, look, in the course of a 18-week season with a bye week and 17 games in total, teams are going to stumble. And I still think the Eagles are going to lose one, possibly two more. More likely just one. So they'll finish 15-2, one seed in the NFC, and away we go to postseason. So looks like we're going to have to move Rappaport because we are running out of time. We're going to have to move him till tomorrow. So we apologize for those of you who's looking forward to that. It doesn't look like we're going to have time to squeeze him in. So we apologize for that, but, you know, stuff happens. We look forward to it. All right, so the other thing I would say about the NFL this week is, you know, the three Saturday games kind of spaces things out. You look at the seeds the way they sit right now. How much change are we going to have in the next 4 weeks? I think we're going to have some chaos, but I think once the dust settles, Buffalo, I think, you know, it's going to be Buffalo or Kansas City getting the one seed. I would hold with Buffalo. KC is the two. Then you have to go down to that, you know, is it going to be Miami? Is it going to be the Chargers? Are the Patriots going to sneak in? Are the Jets going to hold on? Cincinnati and Tennessee. You know, Cincinnati's likely going to hang on. And then you got Tennessee, which if they lose this week, you have to start to take a jaundiced view of the Titans. And then ditto over in the NFC is pretty much Philly's going to hold serve with the one. Minnesota, can they hold on for the two? I think so. They don't have a tall order this week. And then you've got San Francisco. They've got to get healthy on both sides of the ball. They need a quarterback back. They need a starting quarterback back. They're not going to get it done, I don't think Purdy can lead them deep into the postseason. But, hey, listen, sometimes, and I'm not saying he's ignorant, but sometimes, you know, you're a rookie. You're Mr. Irrelevant. You're not even cognitive of the stage that you're on. You just go out there and do what you naturally do, and that's throw a football around on a Sunday afternoon, and you catch lightning in a bottle and you start winning games you shouldn't. Very possible. It happens. So if San Francisco holds on to the three, then Tampa, by default, is going to get the four, winning the forlorn and just the hideous NFC South. Dallas, you know, draws in, you know, ahead of the Giants, and then you've got the sixth seed Washington. Giants maybe get the seven, or, you know, maybe they get backdoored by somebody else. That's where we are. So it's going to be musical chairs, but the top of the brackets, I think 1, 2, 3, and 4, it's going to be the wild cards, which is the way, I mean, that's what the wild cards are for. You know, that's what you have them for. And that's why we have an additional wild card, and it makes it so interesting. So that's what we got to look forward to. And it all starts tonight, Amazon Prime, with the Seahawks and Niners. And this is going to set stage and touch off a really crazy wild weekend. And I don't think you could ask for better football. I really don't. And just great, great storylines across the board. Sense of urgency. Who's going to respond? Who is going to be the responders to that sense of urgency as they hone in on their playoff spots? And we're going to find out in a hurry. We really and truly are. Hey, I want to promote the fact, though, even though we didn't get him, we'll get him tomorrow. Tommy T's Comedy Club, Michael Rappaport. You hear him on I Am Rappaport. You've seen him on HBO. You see him on Boston Public. He was part of Friends. Listen, he's going to pitch two doubleheaders with his stand-up comedy routine at Tommy T's Comedy Club, Hop Yard over in Pleasanton. He's got five shows, two on Friday, two on Saturday, and he's got one on Sunday night. Tommy T's Comedy Club. You can go online and get tickets. We'll call window, pick up Tommy T's Comedy Club on Hop Yard in Pleasanton, California, East Bay, San Francisco, Oakland, the East Bay. Enjoy Michael Rappaport. And if you want a really good podcast, I Am Rappaport. He's got his 2022 year in review, and he's done it in like two segments. He's going to do January through June, and then he's going to go July through the end of the year. It's really good stuff. So check out Michael Rappaport. I Am Rappaport, the podcast, his comedy show. Again, five shows, double dip on Friday, I think 7 and 10, and then same on Saturday, 7 and 10, and then on Sunday night, he's got a standalone Sunday night gig. Tommy T's Comedy Club, Pleasanton, California. We look forward to it. All right, 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. Dominic Jimenez, we're going to do our high school spotlight. We're going to head up to Minnesota and salute a school system up there. We appreciate that, all the high school student-athletes and all the academics. They've had a great football season, and they're now into their hockey up in Minnesota, which is huge. If you've ever been up to Minnesota, their high school hockey is unbelievable. So we'll look forward to that. We'll salute our high school on the other side. Come back, put a wrap on this edition of Calling All Sports on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sirius XM, don't go away.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, You're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Hey, Pack Rat.
Yeah, you.
Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Dr. Marty Terrell here, calling all sports, Sports Byline broadcast. Again, we just heard from Michael Rappaport, and stuff happens. I get that. Look, he just came from Portland, Oregon, into the Bay Area. He'll be at Tommy T's Comedy Club tomorrow night on Hop Yard in Pleasanton. He's got two shows Friday, two on Saturday, one on Sunday. 3:40 Pacific, 6:40 East, 5:40 Central tomorrow, Michael Rappaport. His apologies, my apologies. Hey, look, it's showbiz. That's the way it goes. We'll get him. I don't say that with a fiber of arrogance. You know, stuff happens. Hey, our high school salute, it's presented by our good friend Randy Byrne and Vanguard Utility Partners, a seven-state footprint. And Randy, of course, played football at Iowa State. We told you about that. And just a great guy. He built that company up from scratch. He and a partner, and then he bought his partner out. Randy Byrne, B-E-R-N, really decent guy. And helping us salute all the student-athletes in the seven-state area, including Minnesota. Chaska, Minnesota, in the Eastern Carver School District. Chaska, Minnesota, east of St. Paul, east of the Twin Cities. The Hawks from Chaska, Minnesota High School. Great hockey program. They've done a great job up there, and we want to salute them. And some of their – Mike Lindell from MyPillow is a Chaska guy, too. Also, actor Tony Denman, he was in the movie – Fargo. So the Hawks from Chaska, Minnesota, they're getting the Vanguard Utility Partners High School Athletic and Academic Salute here on Calling All Sports. See, we like to recognize the high school kids. You know, it's easy to talk about the pros. It's easy to talk about all the college guys. I like to dip down into the prep ranks, some of the prep schools. So tomorrow we will venture into the state of Arkansas. And that's going to be an interesting story. Tune in tomorrow because we're going to salute couple of high schools in Little Rock, Arkansas. Wait till you hear the story. And Jerry Jones, the Dallas Cowboys owner, and his involvement. Historical. We'll do that tomorrow on Calling All Sports. Hey, I want to thank again Brenda Holt. She might become sports girl on this program, folks. Remember the name Brenda Holt. Michael Rappaport tomorrow. Big day on Monday. Jack Campbell, the Iowa linebacker, in the shoe. Enjoy your evening on Sports Byline.